Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't causing any harm to nobody. We had no weapons on us at all.
Dorian Johnson says he was walking home from a convenience store with his friend Mike Brown. They were walking on the street when a Ferguson police officer from his vehicle told the boys to get out of the street. Johnson says they kept walking, causing the officer to confront the boys, first from his car, then got out of the car, firing a shot. Johnson says him and Brown were scared and ran away from the officer.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
I woke up thinking, am I next? The Black American complex. Every time I see police, I look up at God and wonder, damn, really, am I next? You see how hard it is for me. I can't even go to the store or walk in the street without someone making a deal about my complexion. There's just something about my flesh that make you wanna put a bullet in it, armed or unarmed. It really doesn't make a difference. They're going for blood. There ain't no real time for reasoning. No matter how Fox betrayed me on television, doesn't justify my blood in the street and my mother crying. Where can I go when I feel the whole country want me dead? The ones that's supposed to protect me is aiming for my head. Go to Google, pull up the statistics, tell me how many Black men die in this country every second in my neck.
After telling the officers to leave him alone, they put Garner in a chokehold, pinning him to the ground where Garner, who was asthmatic, is heard telling the cops he's in trouble. He then becomes unconscious. Soon after, he is dead. This woman says she saw the entire confrontation unfold. He didn't deserve it.
I woke up thinking, am I next? The Black American complex. Let me go and call my mother, tell her I love her, cause after this song I could be a goner. I could've been Oscar Grant, I could've been John Crawford, I could've been Sean Bell, I could've been Eric Garner. Rest in peace to Mike Brown, rest in peace to Trayvon, Ezell Ford, Jordan Davis, the list goes on. What more proof do you need until you finally get it? How many more bodies in the street till you realize America doesn't love you, they treat you less than human? Have more sympathy for a dog before they start shooting, protecting their own while they serving as bullets. I say, can you feel as a man when they willing to kill children? Protecting their own while they serving as bullets. I say, can you feel as a man when they willing to kill children in my neck?
I know me. We were praying, walking through the storm.
Tasha Thomas of Fairborn says she's been dating 22-year-old John Crawford for several months.
He threw his hands up. When the police ran over his feet, the boy threw his hands up.
He threw his hands up, he shot. And the boy failed. Then he shot him some more. That's what happened.
And it is the music of the one and only Vinny D right here on Rhythm and Poetry Live, the Friday's edition. Ooh, it's been a long time since we did a Friday evening. It is a 6 p.m. edition of Rhythm and Poetry Live right here on rhythmandpoetrylive.com in conjunction with blogtalkradio.com/men empowered. My name is Brother Malachi. It is a August 16th, 2019, right here on a Friday, counting down to 400 years. Crunch time right here. We will be with you here until 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be on the air again on tomorrow. So hopefully you will have a wonderful Sabbath. Just remember, the Sabbath starts from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. It is not on a Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week, and Saturday is the seventh day of the week. Remember what the Most High said. He said, 6 days shall you labor, and on the seventh day make it holy. And, of course, if you know our history, all the synagogues were having people in it, and this is when they did their worship. They did no cooking, no buying, or anything like that. That is the seventh day. Keep it holy, not Sunday. Don't do that on Sunday. I can remember before I came into the truth, it was things that they did you could not do until after 12. They had those called out like blue laws. You could not buy anything tangible. You could buy food, but you could not buy anything tangible until after 12 noon, which was after Sunday service. Now, they did that pretty strict back in the 60s, 50s, and beyond. Below that, you know what I mean. So, where did they get that style from? Or where did they get that information from to not do those things? Stores weren't open at that time. We didn't have 24-hour stores. No. We did not have 24 hours, so because a lot of people got their knowledge from the Bible. Now, if you will research Sabbath, or if you would just Google Sabbath, it will tell you what it is. But the church world is following Catholicism, where Constantine changed it from Saturday to Sunday. They integrated pagans. Know your history. Know history. But enough of that, we are counting down to 400 years. Where do we get 400 years? Well, we got the 400 years from Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. Now, this is Abraham's seed, and we are Abraham's seed. We're throwing off those pagan names by our slave masters. We're not African Americans. If you call yourself an African American, you know those two words are created by white folks. Excuse me. Yes. Africa was named after a white Roman general. Americanus, if you know the history of that, is two Europeans. They conquered and they named everything. They named this place here, America, after a European. Wow, we've got a lot to learn. Now, before Africa was named Africa, it was the land of Ham. It was called, Egypt was called Mizraim. And you had Foot, you had Libya. All of those are black names. But you had the conquerors coming down, and they changed it to their names. It's funny how Europeans want to name everything and say they discover everything. They didn't discover America. If you want to know how Columbus got to the Americas, you can go to the 1611 edition of the Apocrypha in Ezra, where he read the information in the 1611 King James Version Bible. And by the way, King James was a black man. I know, this could be your first time hearing that, and it behooves you, if you are not a so-called black person, that where he getting all this from? Well, your ancestors changed it and tried to hide it from you so that you would not know. Now, if you've been riding this train, or if you're jumping on this train, we know that the black people who are descendants of slaves here in America are Israelites. They are, in fact, what the Bible says they are, Hebrew Israelites. And in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13, it says, "And he said unto Abram, know of a surety," he said, the Most High said, "of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs." Wasn't Israel a land that was theirs that the Most High gave them? We still celebrate that Israel is the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the people that are in Israel today are not Israelites. We know that for a fact. They are Khazars, but that is another lesson for another time. Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them, persecute them, kill them. That is affliction. Harass. Don't let them vote. Don't let them think they're straight, they're citizens. Don't let them think that they are a people. Afflict them 400 years. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we've been in this country since the first slaves in Virginia got off this boat, and were traded for food. And we've been here and afflicted 400 years. Now, a year has went by since we have been persecuted and persecuted. Every year, not a day goes by that goes on in this country, somebody that is of my color has been persecuted in this country by the enemy. Who is the enemy? And we're going to get to it. The enemy that hates you, that hates to see you succeed. They can't stand you. They have this perpetual hatred for you, a perpetual hatred from their father named Esau. That's right. And what color is Esau? The so-called whites, Esau is their father. We call them so-called white people, but we know that their general name is called Caucasians. How did they get that? From the Caucasus Mountain. It's in the Jewish Encyclopedia. You can look that up. From the Caucasus Mountain. So let's come back and let's see what's going to happen after these things happen. It happened twice. and I give you the precept upon that about twice. We'll be right back. Let's take a music break, and we'll be right back. Let's find out who the children of Israel are in the earth today.
Shemaya Sha'ala Ahaya Alahaya Nawa Ahaya Akha.
La Musica de Harry Fry.
We all lost tribes, scattered lost sheep, taught false history, worship the image of the beast. Celebrities got bread, but their souls ain't free. Got bodyguards, but the truth will set you free. Money only divides, poverty is unity. We on welfare lines, and our stories is kinda deep. Catch me from the HRA, refugee OC. They lied to us for decades, the truth will set you free. No RFRDs, I am not a number. I am not a barcode, I don't sleep in the slumber. Famines in the summer, our youth is getting slimmer. Prayer flight is not in the Sabbath nor the winter. The Nina and the Penta when the terrorists came through. Slave troops to Gad, America says who this was. Azarus, chosen ones was here, Axe Edgerus. The queen believed Columbus cause he read it in the Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar, calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar, calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar, calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar, calling all tribes. I know that poverty works in tribulation. I know that poverty works in tribulation. Ayo, back to the scripts. Hosea 4 and 6, same ones on the strip rolling 456. If they knew who they was, rather who they is, they would stop shedding blood. And stick to the scripts. Tribe Nephtali, Filipinos in Hawaii, the Samoans, Pacific Islanders, crown them, my Boricuas, stay from the tribe of Ephraim, Dominicans, Chalokan, tribe of Simeon, West Indians from Benjamin, Aborigines, Somali Indians, their nativity tribe is Reuben, South Americans, Asher, Mexicans, Issachar, Cuban, Manasseh, Cigar Capital, Central American tribe is Ebulan, Guatemala to Panama, Mosai got a plan for ya, Haitians is Levi, the chief priest. Kingdom come, y'all gon' be so fresh and so clean. No Andre 3G, but Andre 3G, tribe Judah. Your Negroes like Christ the King. No Andre 3G, but Andre 3G, tribe Judah. Your Negroes like Christ the King. Israel, roll call, flow to Shafar. Calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar. Calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar. Calling all tribes, this is Israel. Roll call, flow to Shafar. Calling all tribes.
The music of Cass D right here on Rhythm and Poetry Live, countdown to 400 years. It is a Friday evening. August the 19th will be the official day, the last day of the 400 years. It will make it 400 years that the so-called African Americans who are Hebrew Israelites have been in captivity in this land. Why do I say we're still in captivity even though slavery has ended back in 1865 or one of those years, something like that? I think it is 1865. The reason why I say that is because they still afflicted us. They afflicted us still like we were still slaves. We're still getting shot down in the streets all the time, all the time. There is no justice for us here in America. Here's what the Most High said, and I'm going to read it to you again. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Let's go on and see what's going to happen after that. And also, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Now, I'm leaving that up to the Most High, what substance it is going to be. All praises to the Most High. His word never returns to us voided. Now, who are our enemies? Our enemies is against the children of Israel. So you say that we want to bless Israel. Well, all the churches who teach on Sunday say that we should, this country should pray for Israel and have a covenant of Israel. Well, I agree with that, but they're directing their prayers and their resources at the wrong people. Yes, it's the land, but the land is corrupted and is infiltrated by Gentiles. They are not the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The people that are the results of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's seed are the Negroes here in America. The Latinos here in this land, the Native American Indians are part of the 12 tribes of Israel. We are part, the Negroes here in America are part of the tribe of Judah. That's right, we are. And we said many times, how do we get this information? So I'm not going to piggyback and get on that because I don't have a whole lot of time right now. I'm showing you the countdown and who our enemies is. Now, I know there's a few nice Edomites that are out there, and they sometimes have compassion upon us. Well, that's great, because the Most High said, Israel, he told Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. What do you think will happen to the people that have been shooting us in down in the streets? They're going to fall up under the curse. What do you think that will happen to the people that murdered our people, that deliberately murdered our people? He said, the scripture says, I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. So right now, if you call the so-called whites your brothers and sisters, they will be operating, they have been operating under a curse because they have messed up and they have afflicted the children of Israel. Do you know who else knew this information? Adolf Hitler. That's right. Adolf Hitler knew that the United States had the jewels of the Most High. He knew that the Negroes were the jewels of America. Now, I'm not saying that it was right for him to do all that to the so-called Jews that was over there, but what I am saying, yes, that is wrong. But what about America's Holocaust of the Israelites here in America? Would you say that is even worse? You said 6 million Jews? Well, you look at the transatlantic slave trade getting here, over 200 million real Jews that were lost getting us over here. And they even said, our enemies said, we don't even deserve reparations. Imagine that, telling the Most High God that your people don't even deserve reparations. Wow. How would you think the Most High feel about you talking like that about his chosen seed? Emmett Till was Israelite. That woman, that bribed woman in Mississippi, told that lie and got him killed, and in 2017 confessed and admitted and wrote it in a book that said he didn't do anything. She made it all up. That is affliction. That is affliction. Our enemies. Let me show you what was going to happen to us because our forefathers disobeyed the Most High by not keeping the commandments and going after idols. That was very, very strong. And our God is a jealous God, and he will not have any other gods before him. And our forefathers began to stray. Look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and look at verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies. The white man, the white woman are our enemies. Why is that? Ain't we all one people? If we were all one, we wouldn't have went into slavery. That's something to think about. Okay. Verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, our slave masters destroyed us as a people. Yes, they had those chains on us. They destroyed us. They whipped our history out of us. They whipped our culture out of us. Our way of life, going by this Bible, they whipped it out of us. We had a language. They took our language away from us. We read and we studied Hebrew. We came from Israel. The Roman, the European Romans went into Jerusalem in 70 AD, destroyed us as a people, ran us out of there. We went into the mountains, which were in Africa. We settled down in the sub-Saharan desert, which is West Africa. We were there. We built that civilization up for a time. And then our so-called African brothers from Ham, they sold us into slavery. My. And that started the 1611, that started the 1619 transatlantic slave trade beginning. The clock started when those 20 Africans, so-called Israelites, got off the boat and into this land. The clock started ticking. 400 years would not be until August the 19th, 1619, the clock ticked, and it would not end until August 19th of this year, which is Monday, 2019. That is the clock. The clock is ticking. They say, watch the fig tree. Well, we have been watching the fig tree. All praises to the Most High that our Israel lost his heritage, and it says that we were not his people. The scripture says that he will say, you are the chosen people. We are it. We are those people that it talks about in Deuteronomy 28. We are all those people that is talked about in the entire Bible. Every last prophet that is in this Bible is an Israelite, a black man. Oh, you say you don't see color, but you do see color when you see us. If you didn't see color, then you wouldn't have us arrested. You would not have us racially profiled. You would not have us stopped and frisked. Oh, we don't see color. No, justice is blind. Justice in America is brain dead. That's right. It is brain dead. Do you know what a citizen is in America? It is of white ancestry who are citizens of this country and not any other. Do you know why they want to stop abortions nowadays? It's because too many whites are not having babies, and by 2040, the minorities will be them, and the majorities will be Latinos and African Americans and the rest. Those are your new majority. That's why they gone to such extreme about trying to stop this bleeding of lies. That is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. That is the truth right there. Let me take you to another scripture in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 58, "And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt," which we know it says that Egypt is the house of bondage. Again, we were in bondage in Egypt, and we were in bondage here in America, "with ships." That's transatlantic slave trade right there. "By the way whereof I spoke unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies." Who is your enemy? It is the ancestry of Idumea. It is the ancestry of the Dukes, who are all part of the Esau family. Edom, Esau's kingdom. That's who they are. "For bondmen and bonds women, and no man shall buy you." There was no people trying to redeem us and get us out of slavery. Only the Most High is going to bring this out. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm preaching good to you more than you're saying amen. So I'm going to take a music break, and we'll be right back, and we will talk about the chosen people.
Don't know where I'll do it. I'm just getting by. I'm chosen. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I'll do it. I'm just getting by. I'm chosen. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I'll do it. I'm just getting by. I'm chosen. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I'll do it. I'm just getting by. I'm chosen.
Everyone, it's like I got glasses for the first time. I see now. Life is like baseball, America's pastime. To vacate, I ain't talking about vacation. See, I live life like a pilgrim. I can go do any nation. I'm trying to get back to 10 but 2 vaccinations. Put to sleep a nation, or you would too. I try to tell my people, but my people won't listen to me. Ooh, maybe when I'm gone, they'll see. It's Josiah guiding me, singing for the life of me. Yeah, for the life of you, all the things I've been through. Murder, death, killing, incarceration, that's what they giving. And if that's all they giving, look, brother, life ain't worth living. I took a look in a book. What book? 1611, and it told a story about a stairway to heaven. He said, yeah, I know the Bible, but peasy, man, what you leaving for? Not to be pornographic, but he told us, come up out of her.
Don't know where I'm going, don't know when I'll do it. I'm just getting by, I'm chosen. Don't know where I'm going, don't know when I'll do it. I'm just getting by, I'm chosen. Don't know when I'll do it, I'm just getting by, I'm chosen. Don't know where I'm going, don't know when I'll do it, I'm just getting by, I'm chosen.
They got a wire on the borderline, so they gon' lock us down for being Israelite.
No, it or not, so I stay in the book, and I let my people know, plus Satan got that secular, so do not watch some videos. Armies in your city, yo, be prepared to leave. No, I ain't no Christian, I do not come to deceive. I'm just doing the work. You can take it or not, I'm gonna be packing my bags. If you can take it or not, I've been praying a lot, asking for guidance. The Most High gave me a sign, so we made an alliance to tell my people. people, my people, yeah, they're them Hebrews. That Josiah coming and he coming to redeem you. I ain't saying what I feel, I'm a recite scripture.
Revelation 18 and 4.
You see, I'm recite scripture.
I try to tell my people, but my people won't listen to me.
Ooh. Maybe when I'm gone, they'll see.
They'll tell me where I'm going, don't know when I'll do it. I'm just getting by, I'm chosen.
Stuck in a crooked system, full of hypocrites and man-made religions. They talk a good talk with bad intentions, continue to feed us lies and we listen. Invade our privacy without permission, they trick us into submission. The main device they use is television, speaking to our subconscious. They market their new inventions, their lynchmen only care about their acquisition. They hate to waive late fees, don't give extensions. These corporations, they rule the nations. They unite as one for world domination. Modern day Babylonia, they plan us all from Mali to California. So take the blinders off, let go of all this false. Find y'all's kingdom, no matter what the cost. See, he prepared a place for his chosen ones. Trust the Most High, the battle's already won.
You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations, there are no peoples, there are no Russians, there are no Arabs, there are no third worlds, there is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems, one vast and immense, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, rec marks, rings, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
The music of King Dawi right here chose corrupt corporations. That is what is going on today. And before that, we had the music of PZ talking about the chosen. Well, let's look at the chosen in Revelation chapter 7. And let's go with verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And this is what the kingdom will be. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. 6,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. Verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robe and palms in their hands. Now, the entire nation of Israel is of 12 tribes. Excuse me. So, this is why we are awakening to who we are, according to the Bible, according to not man, according to the Bible. We will have to know the scriptures and know them for a fact. We've got to know this, know it for a surety. Let's take a music break and we'll be right back.
Praise the high bash in Michelle, man. Yeah.
Every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. Thy law is the truth, that's right. All I know is discipline, all I know is discipline. If I fall, praying to a higher, please forgive my sins. With your spirit trying to take me down, I ain't giving in. Evil thoughts run up in my mind, I ain't listening. In this world that we living in, you gotta be different. Set apart, can't follow the crowd, war to the proud. Praise the higher, ain't no other judge sitting up above your judgments. I always righteous, your loving kindness. I rhyme cause you're merciful and try. Singing praises to your name, every verse I spit for you. You the God of all gods, so I'm serving only you. You the power of Yeshua, that's the word that came from you. That's your everlasting righteousness, your law, it be the truth. Prepare my soul for temptation when I'm walking in the street. Listening to the spirit in me, so I'm cautious when I move. Need your discipline and wisdom, so I'm calling out to you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. That's right. And thy law is the truth, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth, that's right. What is sin? Since the transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4, that's a message to us all. I did not know lust, had no knowledge of the best. Till the law has said, what? Thou should not covet. Is the law sin? No. Oh no, God forbid. Don't you know the new covenant? He wrote his laws within. In our inward part, meaning written in our heart. Violate your own conscience, Holy Spirit will depart. I don't think that they comprehend it, but you know we're not pretending. We don't really care about much if it's not commandments. And if it's not the law, I really can't rock with y'all. If you ain't linking precepts, you need to lock your jaw. I'd rather have wisdom before a rocky arm. I'd rather have understanding before a watch that flaw. That ain't gonna save you. When they dropping bombs, daddy gon' stop the shot. You can come and chop them all. Every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Every day and every way, all I know is discipline. In the laws of the Most High, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth, that's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth, that's right.
All right, one of the most popular songs, Brother Yakwa, right here on Rhythm and Poetry Live. Countdown to 400 years, the laws of the Most High. I tell you what, Psalms 119, love that song, as well as the music behind it. We're going to be wrapping it down. We're going to let the message be in our music, and we will continue this on tomorrow for a special edition of Rhythm and Poetry Live. We will be here on tomorrow. I believe it's set for 2 hours, so we will start at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will run all the way to 10. First hour, we will give you the knowledge, and the second hour, we will give you the message in our music. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that on tomorrow. Countdown to 400 years. And just want to remind you that you can always get in contact with us if you email us at info@rhythmandpoetrylive.com. You can email us there, or the ministry at menempoweredtoprosper@yahoo.com. And of course, you can follow along with Men Empowered. That's menempowered@twitter.com. And of course, yours truly, Brother Malachi. You can follow me on facebook.com under my government name. That's Maurice Herron, H-E-R-R-O-N. That is Maurice Herron in parentheses, my given name, Malachi Yasharela. And of course, don't forget, you can follow along with Rhythm and Poetry Live. That's Rhythm and Poetry Live at facebook.com. Don't forget, we are here every day, including Sunday. We'll be here at 12 noon Central Standard Time, giving you the countdown continues. And we're going to have a 2-hour special program on Monday, where we will end it at 400 years. That starts at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Monday, August the 19th. And from there, Miss Coco will be coming back on Monday the 27th. I believe that is the 27th on Monday. And she will be back with her regular program on Monday and Wednesday, the Miss Coco Show. And I, yours truly, will be here every Saturday night for rhythmandpoetrylive.com. I've got forthcoming guests coming up. PZ will be here in the house before the year is out. Also, we've got a lot of testimonies of people giving their testimony of how they came into the truth. Now, you heard mine before. I came into the truth through a challenge from my ministry partner. Him and I used to be in retail. We used to manage a retail store, a nationwide retail store. He was the manager. I was his assistant. And I was trying to get him in church, and he was trying to pull me out of church. And so we said, we're going to fast, and we're going to pray, and we're going to get the answer. Well, we fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, showing up the Most High, opened up the Word through some other brothers, and that created the Absolute Knowledge and Truth broadcast. And we found out who we were, Israelites. And from there, I did my own research. I studied a little bit with the Gathering of Christ Church, did a little bit of studying and research there. And now I am independently, we're not in a camp, but we give all praises and honor and glory to the Most High for getting those camps started. And we all are Israelites. Well, I tell you, it's all good right here. So until next time, we're going to wrap it up here and feed you with some music, because the message is inside the music. Until tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time until 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, this Rhythm and Poetry Live, countdown to 400 continues. This is Brother Malachi saying, Shalom or Shalom. Mm-hmm.
Just wanna get right, and I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So got me. It's been a while since I spoke to you. Why nobody is around? I just wanna say to you, I thank you for everything that you bless me with. If there's a time for anything, this will be it. Can't nobody taste what you made me feel. Can't nobody shape what I have instilled. Inside of me, they might try, put the power that's inside of me. Ride for me, fight for me, die for me, try me. And now I'm here, fighting for your love. Do I make that clear? I might need a little work, but I keep you near. Never doubted what you said, and it's all right here. Inside of me, like they part of me. And if I miss a single day, why does it bother me? Getting so distracted, really slacking. Know you looking, sitting, thinking, praying that you hear just what I'm saying. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. Ooh, I find it hard sometimes. Please, Father, help me. I just wanna get right. I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So got me. Many times I ran out from you, but I always came back. Can't stand not having you in my life. Need you day and night, always by my side, teaching me wrong from right. So don't let go. Coming back full force, so hold on. And I'm blessed beyond measure. Fruits of the spirit is undefined treasure. Can't nobody take what you made me feel. Can't nobody shake what I have in steel. Inside of me, they might try, but the power that's inside of me. Ride for me, fight for me, die for me, try me. Find it hard sometimes. Please, Father, help me. I just wanna get right. And I don't wanna slip up, but it's hard to keep up in a world so upside down. So got me.
This is Truth Music, the Truth Movement. Yo, we've been a part of the biggest conspiracy this planet has ever known, man. You ever wonder why everybody seems to hate us? Everywhere we go, seems like everybody hate us. The world is against us. We gonna bring y'all some light, you know what I mean? Check it out.
It's been a long time, don't be waking up so many lies.
Feeling weaker, let it sink down deep into
had to pick up the pen and put the truth down on paper. And if you don't believe me, check out the script. Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that's the tip on who was brung to the U.S. on slave ships. Learn real history, not these BS heretics, governments, politicians making satanic decisions. Walt Disney turning kids into magicians. But now, truth is coming out in these last days. Put the strong drink down and throw.